From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. Alaska's Republican U.S. senators support investigating Russian meddling in this year's presidential election. Senator Lisa Murkowski told the Fairbanks Daily News Miner the Senate should investigate, citing a need for a thorough, transparent review. A spokesman for Senator Dan Sullivan says Sullivan supports Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's position that an inquiry can occur through the existing committee structure. Sullivan wants the Senate to review U.S. cyber defenses as part of a broader discussion. He told the newspaper he doesn't want any investigation used as a tool to delegitimize the outcome of the election won by Republican Donald Trump. CIA Director John Brennan has said the intelligence community is in agreement that Russia tried to interfere in the election, although there's no evidence Moscow succeeded in helping Trump win. A volcano in the eastern Aleutian Islands erupted for the second time in 2 days on Wednesday afternoon, prompting the Alaska Volcano Observatory to issue its highest alert level for aviation. Both eruptions threw ash about 35,000 feet into the air. KUCB's Zoe Sobel has more.
Bogusław Volcano is on an uninhabited island. It's 60 miles from America's largest fishing port on Alaska. Michelle Coombs, a scientist with the Alaska Volcano Observatory, says the area is very dynamic, with Bogusław erupting 8 times since the 18th century.
People have seen that the shape of the island has changed, that new little side islands have grown up, and then they're sometimes destroyed either by explosions or by wave action and erosion.
There is no monitoring equipment on Bogusław, so experts cannot predict how long the eruption might last. If it continues, it could impact aviation and mariners. The last time Bogusław erupted was in 1992, lasting nearly a month. In Unalaska, I'm Zoe Sobel.
The Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation is still trying to broker a deal to take over the Alaska LNG project, but it will not happen by its self-imposed end-of-year deadline. It's the second deadline the project has missed in its timeline for taking over the massive $45 billion-plus Alaska LNG project. State has been working toward a takeover since BP, ConocoPhillips, and ExxonMobil balked at pursuing it after prices for oil and liquefied natural gas fell worldwide. The Alaska Supreme Court will decide if Alaskans' permanent fund dividends this year were the right amount. That's after Senator Bill Willikowski and two former lawmakers filed an appeal Tuesday, asking the court to overrule a Superior Court judge. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game has closed wolf hunting and trapping on Douglas Island after 3 wolves were killed by harvesters. Juneau Empire reports that the closure, which will be in place through August 1st, comes even though wolves are a rare sighting on the island. And looking at weather, this afternoon, scattered rain and snow showers before 3 p.m., then showers likely, partly sunny, with a high near 36. Right now, it's 37 degrees and mostly cloudy at Juneau International Airport.